Former Colleston Mayor Mitchell Jeselnik wrote two checks to himself totaling $2,850 from village funds, but reimbursed the village just over $1,900. He resigned after an investigation into the alleged misappropriation ended, according to a report made public Monday by legislative auditor Daryl Papera. The review of the finances of the Morehouse Parish Village was conducted by the Jonesboro Accounting Firm of Bosch and Statham. It covered the year that ended December 31st of 2013. The report notes that half of the $2,850 was unaccounted for. The Colleston Board of Aldermen contacted Sheriff Mike Tubbs, who conducted an investigation and turned the matter over to the district attorney. The report indicates that Colleston officials should implement tighter fiscal controls, only giving the village clerk access to blank checks. Louisiana's private sector labor force grew to an all-time high in July, with just over 2.1 million people employed statewide. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on what sectors led the way in the latest numbers.
Louisiana Workforce Commission Executive Director Kurt Ising says several industry sectors hit all-time employment records. He thinks we're finally beginning to see the predicted upswing in the construction sector.
I think that's going to continue to grow for the next several years.
Strangely, while the labor force grew to record numbers in July, the state's unemployment rate rose to 5.4%. Ising thinks that may partially be due to people from out of state joining the workforce in Louisiana looking for work. Ising says the commission has looked at forecast models, and they show the Louisiana job market remaining strong through 2022.
The interesting thing is that every part of the state is projected to sharing that growth.
Eric Gill reporting.
The police chief in New Orleans is retiring 4 years after he took over the scandal-plagued agency. Ronald Serpas announced his retirement Monday. He's joining the faculty at Loyola University's Department of Criminal Justice. His legacy, according to several experts, will be mixed. The homicide rate is the lowest it has been in decades, but continued spats of violence have upset many people. Those included one in the tourist-friendly French Quarter that killed one woman and injured nine, one in the lower Ninth Ward that killed two people and wounded five, including a mother and her two sons. Serpas was appointed in 2010, a day after the mayor asked the U.S. Justice Department to send a team to help reform the troubled department. The LSU Ag Center is conducting research to determine the extent of damage done by feral hogs in Louisiana. Forestry economist Sean Tanger says they've been getting reports from farmers and landowners about property damage, but they want to get a better picture of the problem with a couple of detailed surveys.
We're going to just ask specifically revenue losses, the types of commodities, so things like corn, soybeans, sorghum, and then also cost related to feral hog damage.
Tanger says they want to get an idea of the overall damage feral hogs are causing and, from there, what can be done about the problem. He says Louisiana has never done a study like this.
So we want to see how we compare to other states nearby. Texas produced a report that said their damage was in the neighborhood of $50 million. I've seen for the entire country damage estimates up to $1.5 billion.
He says the animals cause major damage to agricultural crops because they can be used for wallows, for forage, and as well as protection. The KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the day. Then partly sunny and hot this afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index values could reach as high as 103.